ngajyore nukye dhado nyambe simje tamje jo tamja toja nana nukwa yon dhaba dhobe simje jo kumbo nambo chene jo thoba cha dhe chele tambe che sen nyambe kuno kujo jere manande pase tamne sen bara shio.
The Buddha is saying of all sentient beings, another sentient beings equaling the limits of space, one must attain a state of full Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, one should now listen to the teachings of the Holy Dharma in the graduated path of enlightenment. So please suggest a motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So within the text we've come to the portion about and the stages of how the students train their minds after they rely on the teacher. Within that, you come to portion on the person's human rebirth, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity that is completed. And now the second, how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And within that, we have come to the portion talking about the three types of persons.
Yes. 수시 주신 후보다 님보메 빈데다 젠벤 젠도 드롭체비 선보님보 드롭메지 여름 인제 덴베네 그지 르르 가시다 내지지 좀 되었다네 젠나 되지 셔제도 담지 돈도 제발은 먹음지 뭐 컴반데 지위 준비 줘 봐요 드베요 봐 자위리 시에 선바다 다게 르 주신다 후보다 님보메라 내지 총 가와나서 배동아 이제 6년데 지휘진도 다 내지
Then at the middle of page 133, here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Bhava Viveka's Heart in the Middle Way, which states that these bodies are insubstantial like banana trees and bubbles, and so on and so forth. So essentially what this passage is talking about is that this physical basis that we have achieved, if we just render it meaningless by not practicing the Dharma, that is just simply wasted. You know, no advantage or essence or a purpose is derived from this human basis. Then it becomes like banana trees and bubbles, completely insubstantial. So here the analogy of banana trees is given such that with this particular type of trees being a skin of its bark, then you find there's nothing inside a tree. Its heart is hollow, so as if it were essenceless. So therefore, if we were to, if we were not use this body to create virtue, then it will be rendering it meaningless or without essence. So not only that, you know, this physical body is the source or the basis for all sicknesses, old age, and death. You know, so therefore, all of that arise from this body. However, if we're able to practice the Mahayana path, then we'll be able to cause this human rebirth to have a great meaning, to derive great advantage or a great essence, you know, from this great purpose, from this rebirth, from this physical basis. So therefore, like this, you know, Bhavika Viveka, he exhorts the practitioners to make this body, physical body, meaningful by using it to practice the Dharma day and night.
Yes. Mm.
Then further here, Lama Tsongkhapa poses a question in which it asks that if we were exhorted in such a way to cultivate the Mahayana path, then right from the beginning, you know, to render this human rebirth meaningful, you know, by cultivating Mahayana path, and therefore, right from the beginning, one should enter right away into the Mahayana path. And what is the necessity? What is the use of training in the middling and the lower and the middling paths? You know, these smaller and medium capacities. So, you know, these paths. So, therefore, the reply that Lama Tsongkhapa gave is that the reason that why one trains in these, despite of the need to use the Mahayana path to derive great meaning, is because these two paths, you know, the being of the smaller capacity and the middling capacity, are like the preliminaries for training in the Mahayana path. So the Lama Tsongkhapa says he will further explain this in the following sections.
Yes.
Yes.
근데 얘네는 단다. 전혀도 삼제 바이나. 근데 내가 방공도 고모 쪽에 있나요? 대라든지 쪽도 그래. 근데 다도 전제 고모 쪽에 있나? 대라 된 거야. 대라 맞으면 쪽도 야매가. 대라 때는 서면도 좋아 제가. 근데 인도 근데 배는 친구 여러 개. 선생님, 대체 선생님 조심 배워지 고하지. 다 내용은 대체 선생님도 제발나 오늘 아니 잠조다 아니 선생 아다 근데 그거는 비과시해야다 아 아니 선생 소사야 아 근데 보기하고 아 근데 제주 다 집이 좋는 게 남부서 아니 집이 좋은 남자 연하도 언제 좀 선생님
So in this way, then following this in the text at the bottom of page 133, Lama Tsongkhapa talks about why one guides students through such stages is explained in terms of the actual reason and the purpose. So here, regarding the approach and the actual reason, the section here, Lama Tsongkhapa talks about that the Mahayana, the entry of the door, or the door or entry to the Mahayana, is the bodhicitta mind. So just as the door of any house is the entrance to that house through which one enters into that house, likewise the bodhicitta mind is the door to the Mahayana, or generating the bodhicitta mind is the entrance to the Mahayana. The reason being that if one generates the bodhicitta mind, then one becomes, one enters into the company of the Mahayana practitioners, one becomes a Mahayana practitioner. If one is devoid, or if this bodhicitta practice is separated from oneself or degenerates, then one becomes expelled from the company of Mahayana practitioners. One is no longer considered Mahayana if one is devoid of this bodhicitta mind. So, in order to, for those people who are interested in the Mahayana, the trainings of the Mahayana path, they need to generate the mind of bodhicitta. So, if they generate the mind of bodhicitta, then there's immeasurable benefits from such a mind. Even if one is born within the animal realms, you know, if one generates this mind of bodhicitta, one becomes the object, and worthy object of worship and offerings by the humans and the gods. You know, one becomes a worthy object to receive offerings of the humans and gods. So therefore, firstly, one to generate the bodhicitta mind, one needs to see the benefits of the bodhicitta mind. Then one will generate a strong desire to cultivate this practice, strong desire to practice this bodhicitta. If one generates the bodhicitta mind, then all of one's temporal and ultimate wishes will be fulfilled, whether it is the temporal wish of a higher rebirth or a higher status in the future lives, as well as the ultimate goals of Buddhahood, in which one has no other method. If one aspires towards Buddhahood, there's no other method than to generate bodhicitta. You know, but if one generates bodhicitta, then the goal of Buddhahood is definitely achieved. So therefore, one should generate great joy or interest towards the bodhicitta mind. And prior to that, one needs to cultivate the practices of refuge, bodhicitta, and the seven limbs, and so forth, in order to purify, in order to accumulate merits, complete accumulations, and to purify, collect the accumulations, and to purify the negativities and obscurations, and then and following the training of the Mahayana path.
That doesn't mean that 지소바나 주지마다 전류종 가서는 디스미 자체미 가서 사도지만 하죠. 디에코네 놈에 세빈 탐에 봐오. 이 말이다. 아, 전주 세무관만이나 내가 몬도 토야. 아, 다도니 다바 담제지마 토야. 전류가 반영이 왔지. 다음 몬도 아니 간드세 전주 세무들 도구를 쓰나 전주 세무들 집에 있나 아, 빅바도 없지 간드제 있나요? 아니 정주의 선생님들에게 염으로 배워라. 그래다 둔디 매에서야 까바 매인지 까나 매대기 다 아니 뜻이 나서 제로 강가도 아니 측도 배워라. 된 노지에는 rangju ji sem dege dekwa top chin ma se ba kan de je yo na yo de nong ji ne se ro re se chung ju de sem ba ro den de yin de ne ngen du ju ngar sa nam ju a ta ro yo le ne chi so ba yo ji chi de ga nong ji ne chung ju sem ji wa yin na so na ba de me ba pe gi yo yin du den du ju ngar sa yo de wa te so chung ju sem ji sin yin du ko na ne ja chi mu cha an ro ya ta ne sa du ge wa che ba na yo chung ju sem ji sin え、で、その住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住住 chi ma tobe kanyo yo re se song ma chi da te la ngondu gongbong tang ene taba tamjin chen ba la tongdo ji numa chi ma ma yin ba ji yo yin na ta kanyo de zong ju chi sem yo re se yin du zong ju sem ju nye zho wa yung gero wa teni ma shi na ene zong ju sem ki kanyo re se de na yo ene te la tong nye chi ma
所以，therefore, then in the middle of page 134, the Namatsongkhapa says that if one meditates on bodhicitta mind, then one will achieve all the temporal goals of higher states of status, you know, or states of higher rebirth, as well as the ultimate goals of omniscient Buddhahood. So how is that achieved by bodhicitta? And the reason being that if one meditates on bodhicitta, however powerful negative karma or heavy negative karma that one has created from previous lives, all these are purified by the force of meditation on bodhicitta. Bodhicitta meditation destroys such negative karma. You know, even many aeons of negative karma can be destroyed by meditation on bodhicitta, just as straw is burned instantaneously by fire. So this is quoting from Shantideva's entry into the Bodhisattva's deeds. So here, if one therefore all the negative karma, that one accumulated from the past or in the previous lives, and you know, all these can be purified by bodhicitta. And if one meditates on bodhicitta, not only is past karma purified, but it also breaks the continuum of a further creation of negative karma in the future. So therefore, one accumulates, also by meditating on bodhicitta, one accumulates countless merit, you know, inconceivable merits due to meditation on bodhicitta. And with regards to the merits that one created in the past, those previously accumulated due to bodhicitta, then those previously accumulated will increase. Previously accumulated positive karma will increase to become vast. And those that those newly created positive karmas, because it is withheld, it is pervaded by bodhicitta, it is bound by bodhicitta. So therefore, this all the new positive karmas then become inexhaustible. The results become inexhaustible until enlightenment. So this is how bodhicitta causes one to have a higher rebirth, and a rebirth of a higher status. So therefore, the practice of the results of liberation and omniscience is attained through bodhicitta. So the benefit of bodhicitta practice is that one attains all of one's temporal and ultimate goals. So therefore, of higher rebirth, liberation, and enlightenment. And therefore, from the outset, if you have an uncontrived aspiration that seeks, you must have an uncontrived aspiration that seeks to attain these final and temporal benefits. But in order for that to occur, one needs to generate or follow, train the path of the beings of the middle, so small and medium capacities, in order to develop a wish to attain these two benefits of high status and certain goodness, that is, high rebirth and liberation or omniscience.
지구촌의 체발진세야다. 지구촌도 동원에 남대, 능연성의 동안, 난제시잡의 로지. 인도에는 능연성 동안 제시잡의 로지에는, 델레, 탈비, 몬두 공부 토반이나, 능연성의 동안이 오고 말했으니, 몬두 동원이, 야, 몬두 동원이 내는, 디, 체대 개발 중견제나, 지구촌의 생각을 봐, 지구촌의 말. 인도 몬두 몬두도 돈도 제발하다 집 중앙에 중국이 되네 다 몬두 공부 통나요 내지 정원제 인도 고안에 맡았나 동아지 로지를 만들면서 고안에 타고 탑재 공도 대 제도는 남아버섯냐 내정에 제야 되나 지금 내는 도망에 남아서 이거지 인도 다 지면에 도모 남 지원인도 고비님이다 탈비 평형도 한 타바 돈도 제기하러 인도 종주 생제와 나다 대닝원을 로고 이어지 근데 인자 집중적인 남네 마진을 튀고 그래서 성한 말
So for a being of the lower capacity, lower capable being, then basically what they cultivate is this fear of rebirth in the lower realms, and due to the fear of this rebirth in the lower realms, then they aspire to a higher rebirth. They aspire to be liberated from this fear of a rebirth in the lower realm in the future lives. Therefore, they aspire to a higher rebirth in the future lives, a rebirth of a high status. And for this purpose, with such a motivation, then they engage in cultivation of virtuous actions. And so this is a definition or the characteristic of a being of a smaller, of lower capacity. Then following that, even if one attains such a form of higher rebirth in the future lives, due to the bondage of karma and afflictive emotions, one will continuously, as long as one is not liberated from cyclic existence, one needs to take rebirth over and over again many times. So therefore, those beings that aspire to be free, aspire to its liberation, still liberation by contemplating the faults of cyclic existence, as well as contemplating the benefits of the state of liberation, and then having generated such a motivation that they engage in the path. So this is a being or the characteristic of a being of the middling capacity. So therefore, prior to engaging in the training of the being of the highest capacity, the Mahayana path, one needs to go through these two stages of the training the lower and the middling capacity. So in order to be led along the path in a graduated fashion. Yes.
다독에도 다만도 담지만은 이제 샘들던 데다 누가 나 모두 내가 다독에 편현 돈들이 좀 봐 이만한 이면 편현들 샘들던 중에 안 됐던 노사님을 요에 샘들제바나 매바지 시면 세던 지와 롱이 주든 아시면 대나 모두 모두 동에 이제 편현님보다 돈들제와 주시는 돈모는 사반이와 대다 편현님 돈들진 편현님 이제 샘고만 주거나 샘들자와 잠만은 이제 좀 제구야 대형 롱대위 모두 동에 나면 고관 잠도 삼만나 바보 연금을 받치다 샘제제 고관 잠에서 대위 모두 동에 나오는 매수 몽삼매 전주 Simjitana Rondon Nilsen, Menandu Mamina, Jesu Kaji, Jesu Michel Ross, Imberta, Chungle Samba Jumate, and this Tijin Simjig, and the Tibati Milamji Yanad and Gogri, Imber. Tarotu Kandri Sena, Ratas, Simjitanji Tondo Sonji Kombo Toba Shows, Toba Chao, Yamatavala, or Monam Zamre Mato, then that's when you use the same segmara. That's when you use the Munete. Ini kan beli gua arsen na, monde, senjata senjata yang orang ke campak ko. Ini dongga dalam tu je ninja ko. Tapi ninja di cumbi, ini dongga dalam cawe, cawe cedu, senjata kumpat apa cawe ni ambil sem, cuma membaca cewa ni na, ini dia na, tunjuk je sem ni sem ni. Ini dia ni, ini tunjuk sem dia cewa na, monde, ninja lo ko buat je. 근데 대들 단도 이제 넣어줘야 돼. 좀 무시할 거야. 요금 말아. 인도에는 동안에 로동하지 났을 때 쌈. 다 로동하지 났을 쌈은 대단 면도가 넣어줘야 인도. 이 젠동하지 났을 때 쌈 넣어도 다 로 면도가 넣어줘야 젠형 동안도 오고요 말이야. 내 동안도 잔나한 인도 제기를 와. 근데 인도에 다 로맨 속에 동안에 났을 쌈. 대단지 잡을 넣어줘야 대대 나 집에 충분히 통과 나오지 넣어주는 거지. 대내 롱 고비 동하지 나서서 대는 지지로도 넣었지. 대 가운데 집은 대는 그 넘쳐요. 다 대나든 이제 니지 제고 연인들 근데 충대님 못해 니지 집이 다 터는 거고
여기. So therefore, when one is training in the path of the lower capable being as well as the middling capable being, these become the training or the branch trainings of the Mahayana path. But how does that become so? It's because when we are thinking the thought, you know, that I must attain the state of Buddhahood in order to benefit sentient beings, you know, for the sake of sentient beings, I must attain Buddhahood. Just merely saying that alone is only a mere prayer, a mere verbal prayer, does not constitute the actual experience of bodhicitta itself. So how does one generate bodhicitta? So prior to generating bodhicitta, first one needs to meditate on heartwarming love towards sentient beings. One needs to meditate on compassion towards sentient beings, thinking that for the sake of sentient beings, I must attain the state of Buddhahood in order to accomplish their welfare and freedom from suffering and so forth. And so by arriving in such a state, you know, that's one, but meditating in such a way, then arriving at a state of what we call uncontrived bodhicitta mind. So to generate bodhicitta, firstly one needs compassion within one's mind stream. So if when one is thinking of one's own suffering, but one and then one does not generate any form of desire to be free from that suffering, you know, one is not moved to the extent that the hairs of one's body stands up, you know, so stands on end. So without this kind of similar kind of experience, it is impossible for you to wish for all sentient. If you yourself do not wish for yourself to be free from suffering, then it's difficult for this mind, you know, to shift to a higher dimension of wishing sentient beings to be free from suffering. So therefore, firstly, one needs to think of one's own situation, being how one is being tormented, how one is wandering through cyclical existence, and tormented by the various forms of suffering, and then generating the wish to be free from that, and then thinking about the suffering of other sentient beings, how they're in a similar situation, experiencing the various sufferings, and since all like oneself, and you know, all sentient beings desire happiness and do not want suffering. You know, so therefore, generating the thought, you know, wishing to attain enlightenment, Buddhahood, to free all sentient beings from suffering. So in this way, you know, thinking about the various sufferings of cyclical existence, firstly, how the various sufferings of cyclical existence affect oneself, then generating the mind of renunciation, then generating the thought of compassion towards other sentient beings, wishing to freedom from that suffering as well. So therefore, generating compassion in such a way through training in the lower and middling capable beings, you know, prior to entering the Mahayana. So this is the way to generate bodhicitta mind.
This is the way to generate bodhicitta mind. This is the way to generate bodhicitta mind. 니엔도 집에 샘젠 나오나요? 롱이 양도 받은 거면 잠깐은 니엔 집에 좀 조심. 대대 좀 주제 샘젠에 나와. 중대도 동물을 삼아주고 하나. 좀 주제 주마만 요 집에 탑이 이제 너무 녹아 지는 초반에 나와. 이 말이다. 근데 이제 동보, 롱댄드, 동방콩. 다 대는 면도부터 어째 이용도 거나. 다 이제, 동화도 잔들지 니엔지 좋은 거로. 근데 대중, 야, 대용. 대네 년도 주비 삼년 남는 용 도마 그런 게 파마다로 다 이동 같은데 제가 대바도 대나냐 뭐도 동화도 전화냐 민지 공난 내라요 같이 아 다테네네 파마 아 테네라 아 다테네 바자 체르도네 심제 담지 아 근데 공바이나 단인지 때문에 제가 그래서 인데 단다 라님나 파네 공베에서 야돼서 아 맨나 임바레 공소
yes so then in the top page 135 and then Lama Tsongkhapa further goes to say that one needs to meditate, and one meditates on one's own suffering of oneself, and one generates this strong wish or a strong desire to not experience this suffering, strong aversion towards one's own suffering. Then one will be, when one meditates on the suffering of sentient beings, then one will be able to generate compassion towards others. So when one is generating compassion towards others, one needs to meditate upon those that are close to oneself, like one's parents and so forth, and then wishing them to attain happiness and to be free of suffering, you know, and then following that one moves on to those neutral beings, you know, like strangers, and then one moves on to the category of enemies or foes, people that don't get along with oneself, and then generating compassion towards them, wishing them to have happiness and free from suffering, you know, in such a consecutive stages. So in this way, one's compassion, you know, becomes very, very stable of kind of compassion, and then so therefore by relying on one's experience, you know. And then practicing in such a way is very beneficial.
Yes.
So therefore, when one is training in the path of the lower and the middling capable beings, these are like the preliminaries to training the Mahayana path. So therefore, the trainings of the lower and middling capable beings, these are beneficial to one's cultivation of the Mahayana path. These trainings should not be seen. It is not some separate path along which the teacher leads the disciple. So, and then Lama Tsongkhapa further says that, you know, mere recitation, mere thinking that, you know, for the sake of sentient beings, or mere repetition of prayers such as the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, thinking for the sake of sentient beings may attain Buddhahood. So such, you know, doing such mere recitations alone does not suffice the actual generation of bodhicitta mind. One needs to engage in the actual training to achieve such a state of bodhicitta mind. It is not achieved by mere repetition, verbal repetition of prayers. Rather, for bodhicitta mind, one needs to train in the minds of loving kindness and compassion. And for that, as a preliminary to that, one needs to engage in the training of the lower and the capable beings. And then for that, so therefore, training in the path in such a way, in the graduated manner, you know, that graduated stages, then one comes to have the bodhicitta mind. Yes.
Mm-hmm. rāda nungā gōmzor tēni nīngi gōmbi jōdhan rōgu rēs sūma rō tēzā māzi tējīndi tēni nīngi gāmji jābzan rōwa tāng lēn rē sāmbā rā sābī gōni sācīng wā gōtō mā nā mbēbā nē chūng jūsī nīngu rō jū jōngi tāw yā nāndu mā jām rō jī mā nāndu jī rī sīng jūvi tētā jō sēmdi jēbi tāw sī gōwā chāo nungā gōmbā tē tāw sīng jōwa tāng māzi nē jībī chūng wā gāmji jām rō tā nē lēn rē sāmyā tā tēcē yāng rē nē xiā dōng mā mbēbā tēcē yāng chūng jūsī sēm jōngi ngō ngā dē nē jām rō yā nāndu mā
So then, Nam Tsongkhapa further says that when one meditates on the suffering within the trainings of the lower scope and the middling scope, then all these becomes the methods, you know, for generating compassion. When one is training the Mahayana path, and also when in the lower and middling scopes, when one meditates on refuge, when one cultivates refuge and cultivates the karma, you know, the cause and its results, and also when one engages in practices of purification and restraint, confession of past misdeeds and restraint from future misdeeds. So all these are the necessary trainings prior to engaging in the bodhicitta, or generating the bodhicitta mind. So since the trainings prior to that require cultivation of practices such as refuge and the seven limbs, you know, so therefore all these trainings, all these practices becomes method for generating the bodhicitta mind.
Lami loma dati, lomi yote ngibarche ene, jibu chungzo tomo lam jion yundu, ene de tibarche me lam jiena, du gongi yo sambachi, chungju simji simbachi, mba chungju simda, juma chungji, nguiteche matam tanyo, juma chungji simbi gohane, tibarche me lam logi yo sambachi, jiegwares. Ten majiwa yena, chungrengi lamda, chimbu lamni, nreba me bison wachi.
So when one is training in the common paths of the lower smaller capacity or the common paths and the middling capacity, how do these trainings become the methods for generating the bodhicitta mind? So these instructions have to be taught by the teacher, and the disciples have to attain certain knowledge regarding such a method, way of practicing. So when one is, so these trainings, you know, the common path of the lower and middling capable being become the branches of the Mahayana, training the Mahayana path. So the way it becomes that is that when one is training in these lower and middling common paths, then one should generate, even if one is unable to generate an actual bodhicitta mind, but one should at least to use a contrived form of bodhicitta mind, you know, by thinking that these paths, you know, are training, by seeing them as training in the branches of the Mahayana path. So therefore, when one is training in the paths of the lower and middle incapable being to engender the bodhicitta mind by using, right from the beginning of the path, by making these trainings, being bound by the bodhicitta mind, and with the bodhicitta mind training within these two scopes of training, such as the lower and the middling scopes, and therefore also with the recognition, you know, of them as the branches of the mind, the path.
Yes.
So then here further goes on to say that the ultimate goal of attainment, the ultimate goal of attainment is Buddhahood. And to attain the Buddhahood, then one needs to train the Mahayana path. And the life force or the main training in the Mahayana path is the Bodhicitta mind. So therefore, by training in the Bodhicitta, generating Bodhicitta and training in the Mahayana path, so when one is training in the lower and middling capable beings, you know, then one is trying to generate on the basis of that, one tries to generate the bodhicitta mind, and so it depends on what, you know, one should strive to attain the uncontrived form of bodhicitta. So, thinking that for the sake of sentient beings, I must attain state of Buddhahood. So, for example, one goes through the various stages of thinking of sentient beings' kindness, you know, thinking of their various sufferings and so forth, and then wishing to free them from the suffering and establish them in state of happiness, and thinking that if I myself don't do so, you know, don't do this, you know, then who will, you know? So, therefore, and also thinking that I don't have this ability myself, and who has the ability to really free sentient beings from suffering and establish a state of happiness, then one realized that only the Buddha, you know, such a being as the Buddha, has such a capability, and therefore one aspires to such a state of Buddhahood in order to free oneself and all sentient beings from this suffering. You know, one must attain a state of Buddhahood. So then one generates the thought in such a way, you know, using the various reasons, you know, and then based on those reasons and gradually generating the mind bodhicitta. This is what we call the contrived form of bodhicitta. And so then what with regards to the uncontrived form of bodhicitta is accomplished when one through meditating constantly in such a way, you know, in such a fashion, then due to having had a prior training, you know, having trained the mind prior to this, you know, then due to the familiarization, the great familiarity or conditioning, you know, due to that, you know, then one generates and then one day without having to rely on reason, without having to rely on the gradual fashion, this reason and that reason and so forth, then naturally one comes to have this experience of bodhicitta mind, which you attain enlightenment to benefit others, and that point of time is considered what we call the uncontrived form of bodhicitta.
Yes. 잠으로 도움을 용어도 너는 몸이 좋아하자. 몸과 초기에서는 대답된 나는 베빌라. 대내 전주지심, 이제, 조바, 진루동, 뇌지소다, 로번도비, 놈도 뭐, 뇌지오나. 니 타번에 놈도 좋아하나? 유비도 뭐, 넘봤다고 하신, 이발로. 대내 자동을 마우바라, 수두이 자신, 예야, 다 사과 충동이다. 근데, 이제 남지 좀 마우바라, 베이징. 이제 그나마 동안 치지. 제다라서 메고 있는 일발이죠. 대내 생도 이제 나온다면 이제 제보다 생겨 있는 것보다 제다 노바다 꼴대로 얼마 잡혔지. 이제 내리고 뭐 섬된 일발 나보 말이야. 다 전주 섬지만 많이 보지도 지었으나 섬대 때모양이 제도 모섬 주위에서 와서 단단히 섬진 조바서야 농대야. 대농지 모섬 주위에서 그래서 모섬 주위에서야 대라. 샘대 땜벌 차례제도 초기 농범마도 돈바스에 도면을 해. 인도 모험쯤 초기 손에 대일 납자는 매. 다 되네. 송생이 좁아 챔로 바르듯 정말 다 송생 전주 좀 좁아서 이제 저 뇌여나 바르듯 정말 저게 너무 만들고 매야 정말로. 인도 된래는 챔로게 좁아다. 예지 전주 매야나 도와제 소바나 놈도 좀. 이 말이다. 롬도 좋아하네. 롬 누안도 삼바 정말이나 근데 얘네 주동네 전주스미 동마. 다 주동네 얘네 동마 더고요. 근데 단다 자동다 이 말이다. 자동 주제 이제 시도세야. 다 대소 성공이 말이야. 근데 성마 더지 이 말이 동마는 가와이나 단 이봐. 친구용으로 소다지 농마든 가연류 단 이바 친구 소다지 방마 구배이는 는 여마지어야 등도 선발로 나 소다지 방마 내정 종생진 니제직 인반되고 지하인거 단 니제는 자동 지하인거로 나 등도 전에 동주스미 쪼바는 가연류 나 내가 친구용으로 가연류 전주스미 쪼바나 록토만 노 멘도사네 원드 놈도죠 단 놈도죠네 단 아마 록토가 놈마성 토바사 맞지 중류 얘네는 놈마는 미워해 단 안도 때는 맞이하지 놈마 순자 가리면 마시하지 엔드 전주스미 놈마네 단 제노는로 아니 원도 간드지 인하여 피고는 전주스미 놈마네 야들들이요 이렇게 Tendu chiye mero wa imbar. Mune chiye na ngon na labzat chiye shikwar chiye. Tendu chiye na dhomba song. Zande ne thikwa chimbu thamke, thikwa chimbu reza, chunju chimbu dhomba na tendu chiye chukyo. Yon, sota chiye dhomba da, ngayake dhomba yin na ngon da dhomba na yamma to, ti kong da, ngon ma shi kong na, teso re, somhake dhamdi teso jion chukyo meyaro. Yon, attendant member, and then some just be a domain you do want a joint chow you at it, and in the genuine dub there. Yes,
so
that
is one is training in the bodhicitta mind. So, in order to make this bodhicitta mind very stable. Then one engages in what you call the ritual. One performs the rite or the ritual of the aspirational spirit enlightenment or the aspirational bodhicitta. Then one engages in such a ritual to develop the mind of bodhicitta through ritual in order to stabilize this bodhicitta mind. However, at that point of time, one does not actually receive the vows of bodhicitta, but rather one makes a commitment to the training in bodhicitta mind, and one follows the various and one trains in the various advices, you know, for such practice. So when one is engaging the bodhisattva's training, all the bodhisattva's training is can be subsumed or summarized into the training of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples. So when one trains in bodhicitta mind, one actually aspires, generates the desire to engage in such trainings of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples. Only then does one actually take the entering bodhisattva vows, bodhicitta vows, and then one actually receives the bodhisattva vows and protects oneself. You know, one protects from guards, from being contaminated or sullied by the 18 root infractions of the bodhisattva vows or the 46 minor faults and so forth. So then, if one goes against these trainings, you know, one will create a heavy negative karma, and then will be born in the hell realms. So by generating, you know, so therefore the bodhicitta vows, you know, one should keep these purely engaged in purification when one goes against these vows. So in general, you know, in comparison to the vows of individual liberation, then if one goes against a minor bodhisattva vow, bodhicitta vow, then that is heavier than breaking the root vows of the individual liberation. And if one goes against the root vow of the bodhisattva vow, then it's even heavier than going against the minor vow, bodhicitta vow. So therefore, one needs to train in such a way. Firstly, engaging in training of the firstly, generating the desire to engage in the training of the bodhisattvas, you know, to generate desire to train in the desire to actually engage in the practices of the bodhisattva. Only then, you know, only when one feels that one is able to take upon the actual training of the bodhisattvas, does one go about taking the actual vows. So nowadays, this is not the way that we approach these vows. You know, most of us do not know what is the context of the vows that are to be kept, and then we go ahead and take various subsequent permissions and major empowerments, you know. So all these subsequent permissions and major empowerments, within that one definitely needs to take the bodhisattva vow. So without knowing any of these, then we take these vows. So this should not be the way. We should train in the desire to the mind, you know, that has a desire to engage in the trainings of the bodhisattva, and then having stabilized that, you know, then go and take these vows. So this, in comparison to the other two types of vows, the vows of individual liberation and secret mantra, those two types of vows cannot be reviewed prior to taking them, prior to taking empowerment, such as, for example, the samayas or the spiritual bonds of tantric vows cannot be previewed prior to actual taking of them. So therefore, the benefit of these bodhisattva vows is that one can actually read about them and train in the aspiration towards them prior to actually taking them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, 자비 전주님이 너무 많네. 자동으로 마구가서 소두 제거 자비 동화. 자동 교재에서 아주 어려웠는데 대다 소두 장에 송어서 소어도 되네. 근데 자비 동화 이제 용도 제인 대 근데 동화 대가 와라 소어동 공도 나요 소어동지 근데 송어래 소두 제 송어야. 예, 이 말이다. 자동 중반이나, 남재와다, 볼, 쓰다, 율무, 고로야, 등이 차고요. 샤바체나요, 근데 자동 마구가 소주 제고를, 예, 사바 중리나 등이 중반이나, 치주시고네, 중앙선물을. 근데 다, 아마도한다, 대바지면 너무 못 보내, 잘 왔다, 네. 근데 영에서 제기를 해서 이런들 손 맞더나 단 여바제지요 말이. 그래서 근데 영에서 제한 이나요 제고 처리 손으로 잘 와. 그래서 뭐
Yes. So then Lama Tsongkhapa says here that one should protect from the root infractions, you know, of the Bodhisattva vows, preventing the root downfalls in the Bodhisattva vows. So and then here it says that one should keep them purely, even at the risk of one's own life, you know, to avoid being polluted by the root infractions. So if it is necessary to give up one's life, and if one has to choose between giving up one's life and to commit a root infraction of Bodhisattva vow, one should be readily willing to give up one's life for keeping that vow. So one should avoid the root infractions as well as small and medium contaminations or creation of faults. So in this case, if one goes against these vows and breaks the vow, then it becomes an obstacle to generating the realizations of the path. It would take longer than the required time to generate the realizations of the path in one's mind stream, even though one may engage in purification and confessional practices. You know, so for people like us, you know, we have taken the Bodhisattva vows over and over again. However, you know, if we are unable to keep these vows, and even if we have the fear to be born in the lower realms, you know, then we should not generate regret at having taken the vows. So Rinpoche here mentioned an incident of Dukhan Gila Gyatso, whose student was Pujo Ngawang Chamba. So when Pujo Ngawang Chamba was very young, then he took Bodhisattva vows, you know, or Dukhan Gila Gyatso was giving the Bodhisattva vows. So when prior to bestowing the Bodhisattva vows, Dukhan Gila Gyatso said that if one said to the disciples, if one keeps the vows well, you know, one reaps a great benefit. If one does not do that, then there's also a great fault, you know, great fault or a shortcoming in terms of not keeping the vows. So then Dukhan Gila Gyatso asked, you know, Pujo Ngawang Chamba, saying that, you know, we mentioned before that there's a great fault if you don't keep the vows well, you know, then you'll be born in the lower realms, or the hell realms, you know. So are you going to attend the ceremony or not? So Pujo Ngawang Chamba replied that he was willing, even if you were to be born in the lower realms, or born in the hell realms, after taking Bodhisattva vows, that he'd be most willing to do so. Because since beginningless rebirths in cyclic existence until the present moment, you know, of all the rebirths he has taken, there has not ever occurred the incident whereby, due to taking the Bodhisattva vows, you know, and then falling to having a rebirth in the lower realms and breaking those vows. So such a form, death such has never occurred. Therefore, even if he were to be born in the hell realms, then he's willing to do so. So he generates, so we should learn from such a form of great mental courage. Yes.
Dejo 이제 대중 노 제회나 나장 거로 그러. 나도 성전 생조비 평양 제대 연결로 와. 옛날에 평양 친구 좀 보면 그래. 근데 이제 아, 섬 물바다 제단 논도 듣고 들어오니 신에 지금 섬대도 듣고 그래서 엄마. 다 아, 근데 신에 제야 돼. 남론에 동시 제비 동세야 돼. 송게 어릴 때 때 신에는 때는 공시 들어가. 공시 제야 돼. 신에 공도 들어가. 뒤에 이제 송바마도 저와 방송 제비 치대.
Yes. So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that one should also cultivate calm abiding, the practices of calm abiding. If one does not do so, if one doesn't have a stable experience of calm abiding, then it's difficult to generate the realizations of the path. And also, if one engages in virtuous actions, then the virtuous actions lack intensity or force, you know, in their creation. So, for example, one may engage in recitations for a long time. Then, however, if one's mind is distracted, then one does not reap great benefit from it. So even one engages in a lot of recitation of prayers, but due to the power of the Buddha's names and so forth, one does reap benefits from that. However, due to the distracted mind, you know, the force of the recitation does not become powerful. So therefore, one should engage in the training of calm abiding. So here it says in Lama teaches Lambda Path, it talks about how the generation of calm abiding is to attain clairvoyance. However, here the main purpose that is not the although it mentions that however the main purpose is not for generation clairvoyance, because it's mentioned again later in terms of the section on training on special insight. So the main purpose of training in calm abiding is to generate realization of special insight.
Namrone ngoshi chebi chedu shi ne cheba sumu na tsumba tante kabi chedu chowani chi tando chebi chedu yung sumbi dee chedu yung shi ne dropo tene danyi zun zimbi chingwa chebi chedu dame ba tomba nyi tong tabi ta choba che la gomsur ma nongwa chiongne shiru jingwa tangdong dropa cha wo ima da danyi zun zimba zi gongsa ga danyi da chuji dangzi 다 나서 고반의 챙기는 게 싸워 당진이 오면 챙기기요 일단 고배자와도 쪼고요 고배자와 쪼바나 당진은 대통 뭔가도 소위에 남에도 그 시럽 제고요 인데 된데 인데 일단 대답은 남에도 비 시럽 뒤 당진이 님모 제바나 인단다 신내고요 인다 인도판 타조비 싫어도 용매 신에 따라 좋은 내에서 아 인말이다 근데 쟤네 근데 검사 만나고 그래서 근데 검사 만나고 전에 실링 오상도를 봐줘 그래서 단다 아 까봐나 아다 고사 전부 요대지 아 인말다 아 따와 아 노르바니나 그래다 첸단 봉로야 아 근데게 인가 요인도 근데 만나볼 거 아래 여섯 번 그래 동반이나 단이나 실업청나 풍안조로서 동반이 검증만 시면이나 첸다는 거 근데 면성도 제야 다 대면나 가서 세대하게 드시면 다들 제로야 다 대리인가 용기로 대리인데 만나볼 경우에 실업 뭐 한도로 받자고
정말 So here, Lama Tsongkhapa, the bottom of page 136, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the mind, says here the conception of the two selves, to this refers to the grasping, sentient beings grasping upon the self of a person and the self of phenomena. So we are being bound by this grasping. It's precisely these two types of grasping at the two selves. And that binds us to cycling existence, and it is the root of cycling existence. Therefore, we need to cut through, or to uproot, you know, sever the root of cycling existence. And for that purpose, one needs to meditate on the wisdom realizing selflessness or emptiness. And when, so therefore this form of wisdom becomes the antidote to the mind that grasps upon the self of persons and phenomena as being inherently existing, as being truly existing. Therefore, in order for that to be effective, we need to have the factor of calm abiding, or it's translated here as serenity. So here, so when also Lama Tsongkhapa says that we need to have a very clear, unmistaken method of meditating on the view of reality, we need to have, so here Lama Tsongkhapa places great emphasis on the view of emptiness. If one's view regarding reality were to be mistaken, then one falls upon, or one falls into the abyss of the extremities. One has the danger of falling into the abyss of the extreme view of nihilism. So then the result of that is that one's wisdom becomes duller, and one will be reborn in the lower realms. And also, or another consequence is that either that or one gets reborn in the God realms, you know, without discrimination. The God realms we mentioned before that had no discrimination. So. So here, in general, all of the Buddha's words, you know, all of the Buddha's scriptures, all these are spoken word written to scriptures. All these, in general, if one were to categorize them or to summarize them, they would fall into the three categories of the, what you call the three baskets of Sutra, Vinaya, and Abhidharma. And if one, in regard to what is being taught within these scriptures, what is the subject matter that is being taught, is can be summarized under the three trainings of ethics, meditative concentration, and wisdom. So here, how does the Lam Rim then present all these three different types of trainings? So here Lama Tsongkhapa says at the bottom of page 136 that all the practices up to and including the training and the precepts of the vow of the engaged bodhicitta constitute the training in ethical discipline, and the training in calm abiding or serenity is a training in meditative concentration, and training in special insight constitutes a training in wisdom. So this is how it embodies the three trainings. Yes.
대단나 그 다 자체마다 사문이 세인도 사빌라는 야지빌라는 남자를 많이 나. 다 상통의 값을 그다 실어 제발에 손. 이말다 군도도 비실어, 동남도 비실어, 심지 동지지 실어. 근데 된다면 실어 제발에 손지만에 당신이 세비 실어지죠. 총인이 너는 이시지죠. 넷만이 너는 동남대마다 된다. 삽제닝이 너네 삼면남지를 말해요. 이제 다 텐데진들 맨만 왔다고 마도 단다 동문대지 자비에 수고들이야. 근데 실어 집에서 대지대 죽을들이야. 그래도 이거. 이제 다 대다 이제 고령다. 근데 시다마 라바숨 조용히들거나 동문대 좀 이제 라바. 대다 된다 등 이제 라바. 근데 단도 다 고령다. 근데 장애다. 다시 야저지 정주민들과 이바 정부 제발 잡아. 이제 다 조지 받아야듯이 보험을 권하니 이 말에 다시 손재고 말해서 다시 다 레레가 때는 손재고 모두 위하여 그래서 약이 노지 요대인 말. 대다 남도 나나 가요 말해. 대지 나는 제일 필요 가능요. 등등의 노 다른 위하는 말에 대서. 이 말이다. 답시 여러 가지 전문으로 받은 기바지 문제가 자오 무슨 말이지?
So for example, in the prayer, due to this merit, may all migratory beings complete the two collections of merit and transcendental wisdom, attain the two holy bodies, two sublime bodies, born from the two collections of merit. And transcendental wisdom. So just as in this prayer, you know, as is mentioned, in order to attain the Buddhist state, one needs to complete the two accumulations of merit and transcendental wisdom. So then, by doing so, then one can achieve the two bodies of the Buddha, which is the form body as well as the truth body. So the form body, the causes for achieving the form body is the collections of merit, and the causes for attaining a truth body of the Buddha is the accumulations of primordial wisdom or transcendental wisdom. So therefore, one needs to cultivate the path by accumulating these two accumulations without separation. You know, without separating these two accumulations, then by cultivating them in simultaneously, then one can achieve the state of Buddhahood, cultivating the two of them without separation. So when one is training in the Lamrim, so how does that come about? Is to, as is mentioned here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the stages of the path from calm abiding or serenity on downwards, you know, and below, all these are contained within. These belong to the method aspect of the path. So within the two aspects of the path belongs to the method aspect, and within the two accumulations, it helps one to accomplish accomplish the accumulation of merit. And within the within the two truths, it belongs to the conventional or all obscuring truth. And within the two paths, it belongs to the extensive deeds, the path of extensive deeds. And then, therefore, the section of special insight, you know, and that refers to, here in Lama Tsongkhapa mentions to the three types of wisdom, called wisdom, collection wisdom, and wisdom which depends on ultimate truths. So these are the stages of the profound path, you know, within the two types of paths, the stages of the profound path, within the two factors to enlightenment, it belongs to the wisdom aspect of the path. Within two aspects, belongs to the wisdom aspects. It completes the accumulation of transcendental wisdom, and it belongs to the teaching on the ultimate truths. So in this way, when one is training in such a way, then one will achieve the form body and the truth body of the Buddha. So this way, one trains in this manner and successively in the three trainings of ethics, meditative concentration, and wisdom. So, if, and then here Lama Tsongkhapa says that if we cultivate method and wisdom separately, you know, then one would not achieve Buddhahood, you know, or one set covers only one aspect of the path, you know, such as method or wisdom alone, and one would not achieve Buddhahood. So here the reason being that prior to Lama Thich's arrival into Tibet, you know, there was a prevalence of the view that one could cultivate either method or wisdom alone, and the basis of that one can attain Buddhahood. So this is refuted in Lama Thich's writing, The Lamp of the Path. Therefore here Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes that these two aspects of the path need to be cultivated. So in order to illustrate this point, at the middle of page 137, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Chanakirti's commentary on the Middle Way, in which it describes the Buddha's qualities, you know, all the conqueror's qualities, as being inconceivably vast, like the ocean. You know, so it says the Buddha's ocean-like qualities. In order to reach the far shore or the ultimate culmination in the attainment of Buddhahood, then the Bodhisattvas, you know, pass through these stages and reach the state of Buddhahood by relying on completion or the cultivation of the two aspects of the path, method and wisdom, in order to complete the two accumulations of merit and or sublime wisdom, you know, exalted wisdom. So in this way, if one has only one relies on these two, you know, like as if they were like wings, in order to fly to the furthermost shore of Buddhahood. And if one has only one wing, you know, if one cultivates only one aspect of the path, either wisdom or method alone, you know, this is similar to having only one wing, by which one cannot fly, let alone reach the opposite shore of Buddhahood. So therefore, the Bodhisattvas, in order to attain Buddhahood, rely on these two wings without separation of the two wings of method and wisdom in order to reach the goal of Buddhahood. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
So here, when one is so here up to this point, Lama Tsongkhapa has presented the in a very short and concise manner, you know, a presentation of the general way of training the mind, the path, Then, so Lama Tsongkhapa says here, then having traversed this path, this ordinary path of the three types of beings, the lower, middling, and higher capacity capable beings, then one should further move on to enter into the path of secret mantra. Due to reason that because of the special practices in secret mantra, such as daily practices and so forth, by relying on those, one can quickly complete the two accumulations and attain Buddhahood. So therefore, however, due to those beings who are unable to do so, or it says here, because of the inclination inherited from former life is too weak, you know, one does not have strong aspirations. For those who do not have strong aspirations towards the path of secret mantra, then they should cultivate the graduate the lamrim exactly as was presented, you know, but in a very extensive manner to make their practice of the graduated path of to enlightenment, practice of the lamrim, make it extensive and cultivate just that. Yes.
So then,
at the end of that Lama Tsongkhapa, at the bottom page 137, Lama Tsongkhapa says that in general, guru devotion, you know, devoting to the spiritual master, is a very important practice mentioned in all of the Buddha's teachings. However, it is more so in the path of secret mantra. It is more so emphasized, and here it says that one should practice, follow the mantra explanations, and practice a method for relying on a teacher that is even more specialized than what he had explained before. So therefore, there's more emphasis on guru devotion practice in the path of secret mantra. And also, one should receive empowerments, with your mind with empowerments that come from pure tantric sources. Therefore, the tantra must have been taught by Vajradhara, you know, and have been cultivated, achieve cities with by the Mahasiddhas, or the great practitioners of the past, great tantric adepts of the past, cultivated the path and achieved siddhis from it, and also been taught by the various panditas, you know. So therefore, one should rely analyzed by the panditas and translated by the Lotsawas, the great translators. So having these conditions, then that is considered a pure tantric source. So one should not receive any empowerment just from any tantric source, but by a source from a lineage that has such a pure source. And having these empowerments, one should keep one's vows purely. If one is sullied, one's practice is sullied by a root downfall, you know, then from one can, in order to revive one's vows, one can receive the empowerment from the guru again. Or if one has so here Lama Tsongkhapa says that you should keep the vows even in the risk of your life. Then if one's vow is affected by a root infraction, then one can receive the vow again from the guru to revive. Or if one has performed the necessary approximation retreat, then one can perform self-empowerment to revive these vows. However, even though when these vows can be revived through such a fashion, your mind is considered spoiled in the sense that it would be very difficult, you know, to give rise to good qualities. Therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa exhorts the disciples to never be tainted by root infections or be soiled by secondary infections. And so Lama Tsongkhapa says that having taken the vows, one should keep one's samayas and the spiritual bonds, and as well as the various vows properly, for these are the foundation for realizations. Yes. So having received the empowerments in this way, then one engages in the training of the path of secret mantra. So here, in the path of highest yoga tantra, then the stages of training are to the generation stage and the completion stage. And within the lower classes of tantra, such as the action, performance, and yoga tantras, then within that, then they do not have such terminology such as generation completion stages. However, they have they describe those by the terms of yoga with signs and yoga without signs. So in the beginning, as one cultivates the tantric path, for example, for those cultivating tantric path with regards to the lower tantras, Then they begin with the yoga with signs. The yoga with signs, which is the form of deity yoga that is being practiced for those of the highest yoga tantric path. Then they practice the generation stage, in which one practices a cultivation practice that has all the essential points of taking the three bodies into the path. And then so, then having received the ripening empowerments and cultivating the liberating instructions. So this place, at this point in time, having cultivated the, with respect to the lower tantras, having cultivated in the yoga with signs, then one moves on to the next stage, is the yoga without signs. And for those of the high yoga tantra, having completed their practices of the generation stage, then they move on to cultivate the completion stage. So in this way, training in such a manner, from the lower capable being, the middling capable being, and then following up to the Mahayana path, the Sutrayana, or the Paramitayana, the perfection vehicle way of training, as well as followed by the path of secret mantra. This way of presentation has been presented in the writings of Lama Tisha. And so here Lama Tsongkhapa says that he follows Lama Tisha's writing, a length of the path, in the way of presenting the path. So here Lama Tsongkhapa, in the middle of page 138, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Lama Tisha's writing, which is, says that in order to attain the state of unsurpassed enlightenment, one needs to strive in practice, one needs to be intent on practice and achieve its essence by cultivating the path intensively. So here, one needs to do that on the basis of having achieved this excellent body of perfect leisure opportunity, which is very difficult to obtain, and generally very difficult to obtain, and will be difficult to obtain again in the future. So therefore, cultivating on that basis. So here, then quoting again from the text, concisely written method of achieving Mahayana path. Anyway, so it says here that when a opportunity arises for prisoners to flee from a prison, and so a prisoner that is caught in prison, every single opportunity that arises to escape from such a prison, then that prisoner will leave everything that was previously engaged in before. Just leave it, would be most willing to leave it there and then and behind, and grasp that one opportunity to be free from the prison. So by seeing that opportunity to escape as being the most important of all of all purposes. So therefore, at this point of time, we having seen the faults of cyclic existence and having had this opportunity to free ourselves from this such a state, then we should grasp the opportunity and not be distracted, by the goals of this life, the goals of achieving the mere happinesses of this life. Yes.
So 범바성 연구 남매든지 어떤 명화 세미나 남다 봐. 아, 루어 보는 걸로 넘어. 네, 띵제야나 내서 손이 연수도 가는 연동으로 통비고 대다 소마 전년이 계속해서 이마다 다기 노지 동보 세미지 아니 몬세미소 동보소 아 그래 다더니 네. 진료를 넣어. 그랬더니 마음에 원고를 쉬어주. 이제 이 말을 때네 담대도 너무 누가 생긴 남다 봐. 담대도 너무 남을 다 봐지. 다 대지라 아니 이 말을 딩지 연안에서 전에 연수 조바네 대답을 하는데 제조하게 남녀서 농반에 연주 선제를 공부하고 그래서 세상 말을
Yes. So here, then Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from the writings to support this point, exhorting the disciples, you know, to follow the stages of the path. Firstly, by generating Buddha Bodhicitta mind, then engaging in the practices of the aspirational Bodhicitta, and then in the engaging Bodhicitta, in which one takes the Bodhisattva vows. And having done that, then training within the context of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples, and then following that to take the tantric empowerments and keeping purely, extremely purely one's vowed words of honor, taken all the vows that one has taken, as well as the samayas, you know, the spiritual bonds. Then having done that, then engaging in the practice of the generation and completion stages, and in this way attaining Buddhahood swiftly. Yes. So whatever teachings you have heard, please apply in actual practice.